This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the fun.
Down, thoughts high, and moods good. Let's hope that's the case. This is the Good Day program and our American Family Farmer. Every week at this time, we get together to discuss what's going on in the American Family Farm with American Family Farmers. Who are they? Why are we focused on them? We're focused on them because there's a problem. There's a problem with food supplies. There's a farm problem generally. The activists who are well-intentioned sometimes screw things up. I'll give you a couple of examples of that as we go through our conversation today. I put this program together based on my experience as a dairy farmer, been around cows all my life, and my experience as a broadcaster. I have been in the raw milk business. I have been in the regular dairy business. I have never been in the meat business because I love my cows and I don't eat my friends. And that's, people always chuckle when they hear me say that. As a matter of fact, I think the first time I met our guest today, I told her that, or I shared that with her. And when you find out who she is and understand her background, you'll know why it is that we are simpatico. This program is not only aimed at the family farmers in America, but the businesses that support them, and, of course, the locavores, the people who eat and use the produce and dairy that is produced on their farms. Sally Fallon Morrell is a lady who has been associated with raw milk. That's how I first met her. She's the person who's in charge, however, of a movement. I think probably that's the best way of putting it. The movement that that's connected to the Weston A. Price Foundation. Dr. Price did a lot of research into food, sustaining food, Weston A. Price travel around the world. She's written a book called Raw Milk, Nourishing Fats, Why We Need Animal Fat for Health and Happiness. And this is, of course, the best product that comes out of raw milk. Sally, nice to talk to you again.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So
yeah,
what is...
when we grass feed our cows and that fat's in the raw milk, completely raw, those give you these critical vitamins that Dr. Price found were so important for good health.
How would you say the battle is going? There's a lot of discussion. I remember when we first talked about what was going on in my town of Framingham, Massachusetts. Massachusetts did allow the sale of raw milk, but it was always with a big protest and caveats, and it took me a year to convince the Board of Health, even though I didn't have to, that it would be okay to sell raw milk. The fellow who's chairman of the board used to call it white death.
Well, you'll be able to go to his funeral because you're drinking white death. Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. I find it interesting that people still have this perception that is based on what they're learning in the big academic circles,
what their doctors tell them. You know, on our farm, we make raw cheese. And we've had people say, "Oh, I'd love to eat your cheese, but my cardiologist would kill me."
Yeah.
And our answer to that is, you eat our cheese, and you can go to your cardiologist's funeral.
Yeah. Right. And but that's the thing. Everybody lumps fat into. This is something that is commonly misunderstood. That all fats are bad because we hear the term fat and we think that people who are fat are unhealthy, and they are. But that's because they're absorbing the wrong fats, and that's
the
a whole educational
fat.
Process in itself, isn't it?
That's absolutely right. The wrong fats are not the saturated fats. They're not the butter fats that you eat or the butter fat in the milk. The wrong fats are the industrial fats and oils.
Mm-hmm.
And they've only been around for 130 years, even 100 years. And this huge increase in chronic disease has exactly paralleled our consumption of these bad fats.
Mm-hmm. So,
natural fats, yeah.
So this is an extension. A lot of people have heard of Weston A. Price.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The book Nutrition and Physical Degeneration was something that he wrote based on what he found in the primitive populations of the world, which you have sort of brought back into focus here in America. And so is this book just the next extension of that work, or is there something that's brand new here that we need to separate out from Weston A. Price?
Well, certainly there's a lot of emphasis on the fat-soluble vitamins in the book. I have a very long chapter on these vitamins, and that was Dr. Price's focus, vitamins A, D, and K, which were so high in the traditional diet, whether they were in the tropics or in the Arctic. And we only get these vitamins from animal fats, organ meats and animal fats. But there's a lot more in this book. It's funny, I actually wrote the outline for this book almost 20 years ago. I was working with Mary Enig, and we kind of jotted down an outline for a book on fats, and it just sat there in my little box on my desk all these years. Mm-hmm. And finally I've had the opportunity to write the book. So unfortunately Mary's no longer with us, but I've dedicated the book to her memory and tried to put into a kind of readable, you know, entertaining form this really serious subject about fats, because if we don't get the fats right, we say get your fats right, you know. Nothing else we do as far as nutrition is going to count.
Well, there's the mindset of people. We'll take a couple of different routes here in our time together. One of them has to do with the attention. I don't know what it is about this week, but every time I go through my news feeds, 14 or 15 different sites a day that I use for my regular program, there seems to invariably be something else about vaccines and why children need them or why they don't need them. And there's a whole, if you understand immunity and the immune system, basically it's built on the things that you write about or Dr. Price wrote about. And I wondered how this influenced your rearing of your own children.
Well, my own children weren't vaccinated, and they were raised on lots of fat, lots of butter and cream and eggs, bacon, meat with the fat, organ meats. And they were, you know, honestly, they were, I won't say they were never sick, because every now and then they'd have a little one-day cold.
Yeah.
But they just didn't get sick. They were healthy kids. And what people don't realize is the number one protection against disease, the number one vitamin for our immune system, is vitamin A. And there's really only one place to get vitamin A, and it's not green vegetables and orange fruits. It's animal fats, and particularly butter. Butter from grass-fed cows, the kind of butter fat you get in raw milk, is vitamin A on steroids, so to speak, because we absorb that vitamin A much better than from any other food.
Vitamin A, vitamin D, which we're told we don't get enough of either. You see that? I don't know that there's a measurement. I get a couple of yearly physicals, and I'm always measuring D. I'm not sure what the measure is for vitamin A, and I don't know, actually, until you just brought it up, I'm not sure I actually ever focused on or ever asked the question.
Well, it's very, very hard to test for.
Yeah.
There's really no good blood test for it. How's your night vision? You drive all right at night?
I actually have, interesting you do, you asked that. I'm going to a doctor in the next couple of days to have my, I'm getting fuzzy. I used to be able to see everything, but it's now getting fuzzy.
Yeah.
And is it cataracts, or there's not cataracts, there's something else that...
macular degeneration, but really that's really a sign that you need more vitamin A.
Okay.
And if I'm sure you eat plenty of butter, but it might be time to add some cod liver oil.
I have cod liver oil every day.
Oh, well, that's good.
I have a cod liver oil in a bottle or a supplement from Standard Process. I have a liver supplement, that kind of thing.
Yeah. But that is really the sign that you do need more. So
all right, so I got to keep my eye on that. All right.
Yeah, right.
Hold on a second, Sally. Sally Fallon-Morell writing Nourishing Fats, Why We Need Animal Fat for Health and Happiness, here to discuss the Weston A. Price Foundation, the foods that we need to eat, how she and her organization are supporting family farms, that sort of thing. Yes, this is the American Family Farmer, and it's 16 past the hour.
This report is brought to you by Blistex. Odor Eaters is back for their 44th annual fun yet smelly rotten sneaker contest. All participants at this national contest raised a stink by showing off their foul-smelling sneakers at the annual event. Children traveled from near and far to compete at this year's contest hosted at Ripley's Believe It or Not for a chance to win the national smelly title, $2,500, and tickets to the Broadway show Aladdin. But only one lucky pair of rotten sneakers could be crowned the winner, and they belong to 15-year-old Seneca Slocum from Eagle River, Alaska. And while scientists thought that the human nose could only detect about 10,000 different smells, they recently discovered that this number increased to 1 trillion, making it possible for our judges to find a new foul scent on every sniff. George Aldridge, NASA's chief sniffer.
This year's participants really brought the smells with the foulest of odors. Kids are known for getting into some stinky messes, but these kids sure have a talent.
For more information, visit odoreaters.com. Again, that's odoreaters.com.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
NSF excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
All right, we have like 18 after the hour. Not like, it is 18 past. Sally Fallon Morell is here, author of the new book, Nourishing Fats. And that's what we're talking about, the fats. We were just talking about cod liver oil and those sorts of things. Your liver is going to be taxed also, one of the things that people don't think much about. And I wonder whether, as kids, I don't know whether you did, I remember getting liver and my sister sticking it in the drawer of the table because it tasted so horrible.
Well, there's good ways of making awful taste good.
Yeah.
Good ways of making liver taste good. And, you know, we used to eat liver once a week because the doctors told the moms to cook liver once a week.
Right.
That's how you prevented pernicious anemia. What they didn't realize was it prevented all sorts of diseases. So
yeah.
As a country, we really need to get back to eating liver from grass-fed cows.
Well, let's talk. Let's spend some time here on this. We're going to pause for some messages from a local station in a moment. But I want to get to an organization I am interested in and supportive of, Weston A. Price, because of how I was helped with the raw milk thing. But there are groups being developed all over the place. The Food Revolution Network, I don't know if you know them or not. There are a lot of activists who are concerned about the Environmental Protection Agency and banning things that are just plain bad for us. And I wonder if you, there are a lot of these groups that get very focused on lobbying. Do you do much of that? Does Weston A. Price do?
We don't do a lot of lobbying. We do a little. But our focus is on the consumer, changing consumer eating habits one person at a time. We sort of are approaching this from the bottom up. And trying to create a huge demand for these kinds of foods, in raw milk especially. And then once that demand comes, we have provided help to farmers who want to meet that demand.
Right. Yeah.
We established the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. We send out action alerts. And, you know, it is working. When we started in 1999, there were 27 states that allowed farmers to provide raw milk in one way or the other.
Right.
Excuse me. And now there are 42. So we've gone from 27 to 42.
Yep.
So that's progress. Yeah.
Yes, it is. It should be all 50 states. The ignorance around this is one of my hot buttons because it is just plain stupid. There's no other word for it. The kind of fear and obnoxious rhetoric that comes around this stuff is just, it's pathetic. How people get away with spreading stuff around. It's kind of like the vaccine debate, in a manner of speaking, which is all part of our food and where it comes from and our natural health and well-being, all sort of things that go together. Sally Fallon Morell here with Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer, 21 after the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And farmers, the focus on the American family farmer. 24 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen, farm advocate extraordinaire, if I do say so myself. And so is Sally Fallon Morrell, who runs the Weston A. Price Foundation and has written a book called Nourishing Fats, F-A-T-S, Why We Need Them, Health, Happiness, that sort of thing. In the book, you look through a lot of various historical literature stuff that you talked about goes back. You made reference a few minutes ago to the fact that a century ago, when people were eating much better, there wasn't the kind of sickness and illness. We didn't have cancer and heart disease. And, people didn't live as long, but
you know, as long as they weren't living in a tenement and in the middle of a big city like New York,
right?
We were a healthy nation. We didn't have all these chronic diseases. We didn't have this epidemic of learning problems in our children. I mean, we were basically a healthy nation. We ate, we had raw milk. We ate lots of butter, 18 pounds per person per year.
Wow.
We ate eggs, 3 to 4 times as many eggs per person as we do today. We were much healthier. And these are nutrient-dense foods that we just need to get back to.
What brought us away from them? Was it just the advent of fast food, or was there something else going on? Maybe it's just our removal from the farm and no farm. I mean, everybody used to have a cow. When I was a kid, everybody had a cow.
Right. Yeah. There definitely was and is something else going on, and it was very deliberate. It was a conspiracy to convince Americans that these fats that had nourished them for generations weren't good for them, that it was vulgar to use lard and you should feel guilty if you ate butter, and pushing people towards the vegetable oils. It was really brazen. I mean, I have one article in there which shows a heart wrapped up in Fleischmann's margarine wrapper. I mean, it was so blatant. This idea that you were going to have a healthy heart if you used Fleischmann's margarine.
Well, it's like the old days back in that era. You could see actors and even doctors promoting the best cigarettes. Right. The doctor in white coat says, I smoke Camels because they're better than Lucky Strikes. Hello.
Right. Hello. And, well, that's exactly what they got to do for the vegetable oils. They got the men in white coats to do their advertising for them. Mm-hmm. And then they made it government policy. I mean, it is government policy not to eat butter. Right. And this really hurts certain groups. For example, the Native Americans on the reservations, they are not allowed to have in their stores anything that goes against government policy. Mm-hmm. So they just get the vegetable oils and the junk food garbage made of the vegetable oils.
Because they're getting the excess from the government and excess then. Yeah. Same as school lunches. Right?
Yeah.
Well, go ahead. I just hear you under your breath say, don't get me started on that. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I mean, the school lunches are an abomination. The children are not allowed to have whole milk on the faulty premise that this will make them gain weight, and it's just totally unscientific. And in my book, I talk about the studies showing that children on skim milk and low-fat diets end up fatter. They eat more sugar, and they end up fatter, and so they're not allowed to have whole milk. The rest of the school lunches has to conform to the dietary guidelines, which are really inedible. I mean,
ridiculous.
You cannot eat that way. And then they have the vending machines selling the worst kind of junk food.
Yep.
So they go from the, I call it the puritanical lunch, to the pornographic vending machine foods.
Yeah.
But no, there's nothing in the school food, whether from the lunches or the vending machines, that's actually nourishing these children and nourishing their brains.
It fills you up. It doesn't do anything for the sustenance of your body. And that's sort of the point here to the book, in part anyway. Nourishing fats, why we need animal fats for health and happiness. Many naturopaths, many people who are in the natural wholesome side of academics and of medicine will agree. 28 past the hour.
This report is brought to you by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor to the Beef Checkoff. Did you know 42% of people use their smart devices in the kitchen, and almost half of them have used it for cooking assistance? Modern technology is being applied in the kitchen in new and exciting ways. Now, advancements in artificial intelligence can even bring the skills of a chef and the knowledge of a rancher to the home kitchen with Chuck Knows Beef. Chuck Knows Beef, an all-knowing virtual beef expert powered by Google Artificial Intelligence, is here to meet the newest generation of family cooks with beef inspiration and technology. Chuck's knowledge can be easily accessed through a smart speaker. Jennifer Jasinski, chef and restaurant owner.
Chuck was designed to fit consumer needs with instant access to recipes, cut and nutrition information, and cooking tips wherever they happen to be. He can serve a great steak recipe and even text you the shopping list.
For more information, visit ChuckKnowsBeef.com. Again, that's ChuckKnowsBeef.com.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-Row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-Row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower, Dodge Challenger Hellcat Redeye with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque, and the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump promised he would release his tax returns after he was audited, but House Democrats say they aren't waiting anymore. House Ways and Means Chairman Richard Neal has formally asked the IRS for 6 years of Mr. Trump's personal and business returns. Neal decided to take the step of writing to the IRS asking for the 6 years of returns. He cited the fact that the IRS had a policy of auditing the tax returns of all sitting presidents and vice presidents. But, he said, little is known about the effectiveness of this program. The president was asked about it at the White House.
I guess when you have a name, you're audited. But until such time as I'm not under audit, I would not be inclined to do that.
Former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen recently told Congress he doesn't believe the president is being audited. This is USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Health and well-being comes from having a good relationship with your local farmer. If you don't have a local farmer, then you're living in a bad neighborhood. There are even farmers in New York growing food on top of buildings, which is a new fascinating trend. I'm Doug Steffen. Sally Fallon Morrell is here with us on the American Family Farmer, aimed at helping people in the family farm business, people who use the items that are grown on our family farms. We're not talking about the huge agribusinesses. For me, they are anathema. Sally Fallon Morrell, I had a lady on this program a couple of weeks ago who had heard me take apart Monsanto and some of the things that are being done by them. It's easy to do that, and I don't want to be a part of a group that just does it because they're doing it. I'd like to think that I know what I'm talking about. And so when I referenced a couple of things like farmers being sued by Monsanto because the crops they were growing somehow or other interfered with the GMO crops that Monsanto had, And she was very upset with it. She said, prove it. And I, at the moment I was talking about it, I didn't have the stuff in front of me. But I think it's pretty common knowledge that Monsanto and its ilk are trying to control the food supply, and they are doing things that are good for what you propose in your book, Nourishing Fats.
Yes, right. And, you know, of course, our biggest concern right now, well, for, it's two things. What these genetically modified seeds do to us, and when they started out, when we started off with GMOs, nobody talked about the gut flora very much. But now we know that they totally mess up your gut flora, and especially in young animals and growing, you know, organisms. And all of the studies show that, that these young animals exposed to GMO food, they get holes in their guts and they have very bad digestion and so forth. But on top of that is the herbicide Roundup. We just published in our journal, the last issue, an article by Stephanie Senoff, and it is just truly disturbing. Roundup is glyphosate, and glyphosate in your body will substitute for glycine. And glycine is the key amino acid in all your cartilage, your joints and your tendons and your skin and digestive tract and everything, all the cartilage there, and the collagen, excuse me. And Stephanie believes that the epidemic of chronic pain that we're seeing today is coming from the glyphosate messing up all our collagen, so our bodies aren't holding together very well, and people are in just a lot of pain all the time. So that's pretty serious, and I just, you know, Europe recognizes this. They're getting rid of the glyphosate. They're getting rid of the GMOs. It's the European and Russian scientists that have done this work, and they know what the problem is. But Monsanto here and similar companies are so powerful that you just can't get anything changed from the top. And again, this is why we just don't even try that. We know that's kind of hopeless. What we're trying to do is just convince people and not to eat these foods.
Yeah. The whole business, so I have, there are many things, many is the right word, but there are a lot of things that the new administration is doing that I support. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of things they're doing that I don't support.
Yeah.
One of them is this, I mean, the agriculture, I wasn't sure at first. I didn't like what I heard about Purdue, the Secretary of Agriculture, and then so my farm friend said, well, you ought to pay more attention because he's trying to do things that are different. And then this guy Pruitt got into the EPA, and there are things the EPA has done that are ridiculous.
Yeah.
The other side of it is that that there are some things, for example, what we certainly know about Monsanto and the stuff that they are producing that's just not good.
It's not, you know, it's funny, on our farm, we have a farm in southern Maryland, as you know, we produce raw cheese, we also produce pet milk, and we have come up smack against this with environmental rules being applied to our farm that are completely ridiculous.
Right,
like,
me too. Yeah.
Like you can't take a tree out of a stream, you know, or if some little plant is growing here, then you can't graze your cows there. And the people who came to inspect our farm, I tried to explain to them about managed grazing and all this, and they were totally dismissive of that.
Yeah.
No,
they're very arrogant.
Yes,
very ignorance and arrogance is a Molotov cocktail, and that's what we're dealing with.
And basically, I said, no, we need cheap food, and you certainly you don't expect to make money on your little farm. I mean.
Why is that your business?
Yeah, right.
And that's the kind of, I had a kid who had just gotten out of one of the public sector schools that was trained in supposed dairy culture, and he came to the farm, and he's looking around at stuff, and he says, well, that's not right over there. And I said, what's wrong with it? Well, it says here on page 46 that you're not allowed to do that. And I said, really? Let me see page 46. And he showed it to me. I said, well, I've been around cows all my life. I don't know from nothing about page 46. What I know is that what you're saying is foolish. And if you look, and I brought him and showed him what we were doing and why it made sense. And he, at the end, was talking to himself, but at least he kind of got my drift, and I sent him away because I was not going to do what he wanted me to do.
Yeah,
and so, but that's sometimes what you got to do. And a lot of farmers, don't have that much gumption. You're full of brass, and yeah, you're like you're right out there. And I am too, but a lot of people
actually
don't.
Said, well, you know, good for you, Sally. You're defending what you're doing. So there was a good cop, bad cop who came to our farm. Yeah. But they kind of hinted that we had too many cows on our land.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, we're doing managed grazing. You can have a lot more cows if you do managed grazing. And they said, oh, but it's so much work. And
what's that going to do with you?
I know.
It's not the government. So this is why Trump has the support that he does, because there's too much regulation, too many regulators.
Exactly.
I had a guy come to my farm. Oh, there's a puddle over in the driveway. We're going to regulate that because of the waterway.
Yes,
I said, are you out of your effing mind?
Yeah, this is exactly what they said. This little stream of yours, that's a federal waterway. And, you know, the original act was only for navigable waterways.
Right.
And then
rivers
Obama said, oh, no, it's for all water. A puddle on your farm, we can regulate.
Nonsense.
And, but meanwhile, they're not doing anything about the real polluters, which are the big guys.
Yeah.
And it's the same old thing. When you have regulations, no matter how good they sound, they always end up being used against the little guy.
Right. And the big guys have the money to push, and they put all of their pals into these various offices to get things pushed in their direction, and then they go back to work for their companies, their respective companies.
Yeah.
What we don't have is a focus on growing healthy plants so that animals can be healthy. And this is at the root. This lady.
No focus on nutrient density.
No.
And it's sort of like, well, we can't have expensive food because we need cheap food.
Yeah.
Well, what about affordable, healthy food?
Yeah.
You know, we're so smart. We're this great nation. Can't we all sit down and get together and figure out a way to have affordable, healthy food? But nobody is looking there.
Well, but the money trail brings us around to understanding that if you look at the board of directors of Monsanto and Dow and whatever the other American companies are, Agrimont also, but to a lesser extent anyway, but you look at ADM and Cargill, and then you go over to the drug companies, and you look at the boards of directors for the drug companies.
Yes.
Hello, how many of the same names do you see on both sides?
And you know what, I really think, people say, ask me, you know, where is the opposition to raw milk coming from? And I really think when you scrape away all the layers, it's coming from the pharmaceutical industry, because the kind of dairying we do does not use hormones. We don't use antibiotics.
Nope.
And, you know, animal feed is their number one market for antibiotics. And the people who drink the raw milk don't need inhalers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're healthy.
Right.
And I think ultimately this is where the opposition to raw milk is coming from.
Mm-hmm. I think you're probably right about that. We're having a conversation with Sally Fallon Morrell as to how it applies, how the Weston A. Price Foundation applies to farmers who follow in those footsteps, like I have, and others who are locavores that are using the food. They want to find the food that she's talking about at the website. You go to westonaprice.org, and you can see a lot of the things, including donating to help becoming a member, help keep their stories and the information alive. And Sally's book is called Nourishing Fats, Why We Need Animal Fats for Health and Happiness. More on that in a matter of moments here, 44 past the hour. If you're hiring for your farm, do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place has not usually been enough to find quality candidates. You need a herdsman, need somebody to be a production person, you need somebody to be a mechanic for the equipment, whatever it is you need. The perfect hire is available by going no further than ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com. Post your job to hundreds of job sites instead of just one. Find candidates anywhere, not just in your backyard. Use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to find the right person for your farm or your agricultural business. They're not hiding. They're there in plain sight. You just got to hit all the websites so everybody knows what you're looking for. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV is available now, free. We have a deal. You use it first by just going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and explaining what you want and having them help you out, and it won't cost you. So try it. See how it works for you. That is great farm employees, ag employees at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Here's some good news for people with a bad back. But first, Purity Products has three important questions for you. Does occasional lower back pain slow you down? Would you like more joint flexibility and less everyday inflammation? Well, if you answered yes, we want to send you a free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. In a 2018 clinical study, people taking two capsules a day of the ultimate lower back relief formula experienced a dramatic reduction in lower back pain and greater joint flexibility, and nearly every single person got benefits. We're not kidding. It's everyday herbal pain relief in a capsule, and it's good for you. And now, it's free. Just pay shipping and call now for your free bottle. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Dial now. 1-800-291-4180. That's 1-800-291-4180. Again, call now. 1-800-291-4180.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Homestretchsweepstakes.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but like I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
All right, 47 after the hour, a few more minutes here with Sally Fallon-Morell, who's written a book, Nourishing Fats, about the animal fats that we need to have. You'll be entertained when you read the book. Kind of shocking, some of the stuff, but for sure, her theme of butter, eat more butter, and real milk, the whole idea of that. If you look for that logo, real milk, there's a blog about milk. I, because of being a dairy farmer, I'm more prone to talk about it. And people criticize me, Sally, because I don't have as much dairy discussion on this program as I do produce, but there aren't that many dairy farmers anymore. They've all been run out by the various processes that have brought milk. I mean, we're bringing milk in from New Zealand and China.
Oh, I know. It's that milk protein concentrate, which is illegal, actually.
Yeah.
But one thing I wanted to say, that what I think the thing that we're proudest of at the Weston A. Price Foundation is our chapter system. Mm-hmm. We have over 500 chapters worldwide, and if you're looking for these wonderful kinds of foods, raw milk, you know, grass-fed animal foods, eggs, good quality produce, go to WestonAPrice.org and click on local chapters. And each local chapter, their number one job is to keep a food list of what's available in your area. So they will tell you where the raw milk is. They will tell you where to get the good eggs, whether it's directly from the farm or local stores. And I think that's just a wonderful service that we give. And this is our philosophy. Let's create customers for these farmers. Yeah. And any farmer listening to this, make sure that your local chapter knows about you, because they're going to send customers your way.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's the thing. That's what you did to help me. We had at one point in time, before the weather kind of drove me out a couple of years ago, I'm about to get started again. We had 4,000 people who were in our database for raw milk at my farm in Framingham, Massachusetts, which is not exactly in the hotbed of places where you'd expect to find raw milk. But anyway, there are lots of really positive things, and that's why I focus on this book and the idea of the Weston A. Price Foundation. Sally Fallon-Morell, again, the book, Nourishing Fats, Why We Need Animal Fats for Health and Happiness. Find it at the WestonAPrice.org website or on Amazon or wherever books are sold. Sally, good to have you back again. Good to talk with you. It's 10 before the hour on the American Family Farmer.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
It's 53 after the hour on the American Family Farmer, and this week, Doug has left North America to travel to Ireland to speak with a very special guest about how family farms there survive the bad weather, the harsh Irish terrain, and Brexit.
Tony Kirby is a gentleman in Ireland who knows farming, and because this is the American Family Farmer, I wanted to get his overview of some things while I'm traveling here in Ireland. I'm trying to find out about how farming took place on these areas on the coastal Atlantic side of Ireland that can be pretty rough in the wintertime. So how does agriculture survive here?
Well, we have two types of farming going on in Ireland, essentially. Two-thirds of the farming here would be what you could describe as techno-farming, you know, quite intensively farm the land. And one-third of it, then, is low-intensity farming. And obviously, the techno-farming takes place in all the good land. And all the land is more marginal for farming, then you have the low-intensity farming because it doesn't lend itself to high-intensity farming. And those areas where the low-intensity farming are going on are mostly concentrated in the mountains of the west of Ireland, because all of our Atlantic coastline is mountainous, and on offshore islands, because they do not lend themselves to the high intensity farming. And because there's low intensity sheep or cattle farming, that means that they're very interesting in terms of biodiversity and the cultural landscape, like the archaeology, because the high intensity farming doesn't lend itself to those things. So we have very rich ecological cultural landscapes in the west of Ireland, in the mountains, because of this low intensity farming, which is about about one-third of our farming.
One of the things that we learned here was the focus of farmers. You mentioned the environment, the ecology. There used to be a lot of peat bogs, or there probably still are around here. Farmers used to cut them up and dry them and burn them. But now the government says, we don't want you to do that anymore to the farmers. And the farmers don't seem to like that. Is that true?
Yeah, well, that's kind of off my subject matter slightly, because in the Burren we don't have any peat. It's a limestone area. But in other mountains, the Burren is largely the only area, mountainous area in the west of Ireland, that is limestone. All the rest of the mountains of the west of Ireland are the bog, are the peat, where you cut the turf. And I suppose this came from the European Union initially, rather than the Irish government, saying that these areas are called special areas of conservation, which we have across 28 countries in the European Union, which are considered to be of real interest in terms of biodiversity and have to be protected, and you can't have fertiliser, land improvements, or in the case of the mountains of the west of Ireland, you can't have the cutting of the turf there, because they're ecologically, they're rare ecosystems at a world level. So obviously the people have been cutting it for generations, and the government now with the coming directed come to the European Union is leaning on the farmers to say you've got to back off in the areas which are special areas of conservation. I suppose peatlands we've left, which are of high ecological value, I think will probably have to be saved, and I would be in favour of saying, because they're exceedingly important in terms of ecology at a world level, no exaggeration.
And here on the west coast, the Atlantic coast, a lot of, especially during the winter months, the cattle are feeding on these areas that would otherwise seem to be prohibitive in terms of grazing.
Well, in the mountains of the west of Ireland, which are the bog, generally in the winter you'll have the sheep there. The cattle will not thrive in the bog in the mountains. The Burren is the only area of the west of Ireland which is limestone, mountainous, and for that reason we have the cattle here in the winter on the hills. They will survive on them. They're transferred from the valleys in summer to the hills in winter, and they are put onto these stony limestone pavement tin soil hills in winter, because they won't destroy the pasture. Generally in Ireland, the cattle go into the sheds for 4 months a year to feed us, because you leave them outdoors. Heavy beast rain season, they'll rip up your pasture. But on the Burren, we have a rare farming regime at world level whereby the cattle are transferred to stony hills in winter, because the soil is this gravelly soil, it resists destruction by the cattle, and we have the cattle in the hills in winter. And this is a really beneficial effect on the ecology and the archaeology, because they stop the scrub from advancing and just protect a really interesting wild flower mix internationally, to protect the limestone pavement, which is geologically rare, and to protect the archaeology as well by just slowing down the scrub. And there's no agrochemicals, just natural, the droppings of the animals. And so it's when the cattle withdraw in April every year and go back to the valleys, the tourist comes, and they then enjoy the remarkable visual aspect of the landscape, the limestone pavement, the geology, archaeology and botany. But these things are intrinsically linked to low scale pasture in the hills in winter conducted by the farming. So it's one third of our farming's like that, low scale, big benefit effects on the environment, the biodiversity and tourism. Two thirds of it then would be more towards more techno farming.
Tony Kirby, great Irishman. You like that? I like that brogue. Most everybody's going to be, what's he saying? What did he just say? Thanks, Tony.
Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer, visiting in Ireland.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.